Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Facebook is looking to expand into the video entertainment industry. The EU has moved to improve cross-border e-commerce and one of Indonesia's biggest companies has closed down its e-commerce site. Facebook is looking to expand into the video entertainment industry, according to sources familiar with the deal. Under the deal, Facebook will broadcast high-quality TV show-style content, including scripted content lasting 20 to 30 minutes, which it will own, as well as shorter scripted and unscripted content lasting 5 to 10 minutes, which it does not own. Content creators will be paid $250,000 for the longer programs, with the shorter programs being paid a respectable $10,000 to $35,000, plus 55% of ad revenue. Both the long and short shows will have ad breaks. Brett Sappington from the consulting firm Parks Associates said that the move will keep users immersed in the Facebook experience and watching more ads. It could also bring Facebook into competition with services like Amazon and Netflix, depending on where the feature goes next. However, an analyst from RBC Capital Markets has said that instead of looking to buy high-budget content such as Game of Thrones, Facebook is more likely to look for smaller shows. Mark Zuckerberg recently said that Facebook would look for anchor content initially, hoping to offer shows that would drive users to Facebook's video tab. The European Commission has proposed new rules for e-commerce after admitting that online shopping is not functioning as smoothly as it could in the EU. The plan will address what has been called the unjustified geo-blocking of buyers trying to buy items from other EU nations. The Vice President for the European Commission's Digital Single Market Initiative has said that it wants to enable citizens within the EU to fully enjoy the opportunities of buying and selling products and services online. The EU wants to ensure that users in different countries do not face different prices for items online. It also wants to address high cross-border delivery charges. If the proposed laws are passed, then the countries most likely to be affected are Portugal and Ireland, where the highest rates of cross-border e-commerce are seen. An Indonesian e-commerce site is to close down. Indosat Ooredoo is the second largest telecoms company in the country and has just announced that its e-commerce site Kapika will cease all operations in the coming days. The Chief Strategy and Digital Services Officer at Indosat Ooredoo said that it was part of the company's shift away from in-house business and a move towards collaborating with other successful partners. He added that part of the reason behind the decision was the belief that B2C e-commerce will take a long time to reach profitability in the country. Recently, the company has begun supporting tech businesses like the startup accelerator IdeaBox and the digital wallet company Dompetku. The Venezuelan authorities are dramatically increasing the censorship and surveillance of the internet in the country. The move comes after Venezuela was put into an official state of emergency following 2 months of fighting between anti-government protesters and the police. Currently, SMS messages are controlled in the country after they were used by people to coordinate protests, leading to phone companies themselves being investigated. This was followed by online TV companies being blocked en masse in the country, as well as attempts to stop protesters conversing on social media. President Maduro has also issued a presidential decree authorizing content filtering online and increased online surveillance. And finally, Google's AlphaGo AI is now the reigning world champion at the Chinese board game Go. The previous world champion, a Chinese teenager named Qi Jie, was beaten in 2 out of 3 games. Google has been working on Go AI for some years now after it took its DeepMind technology to China to learn the game. According to Demis Hassabis, who worked on the project, AlphaGo is now making the game's human players stronger and more creative. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.